Good morning and welcome back to the Sunday morning broadcast of Independence Baptist Church. Today we'll be continuing the topic of the way of salvation. Now this morning we'll be starting in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, so if you have your Bible handy, feel free to follow along with Pastor Reynolds.
The book of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3, the Bible states, "Who being the brightness of his glory, and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high." Jesus Christ has risen from the dead, and Jesus Christ is now enthroned in heaven, and all the work that needs to be done for a person's salvation, he has done. The Bible states in Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3, "Who being the brightness of his glory." Who is that talking about? It's talking about Jesus Christ, who is revealed in the brightness, in all the glory and all the splendor of his own heavenly Father. The Bible says here, "Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person." The express image actually means exactly resembling the original. Therefore, Christ is the exact image of God. Think of this, that Jesus Christ came into the world and he is the exact image, the exact replica of his person, that is, of God, his Father. The Bible continues by saying, "and upholding all things by the word of his power." Wow! Jesus Christ upheld everything by the word, by just speaking it, he caused it to be enforced. He has so much power, so much that we can't even imagine how much. Sometimes I think that men have the idea that they want to help God a little bit in their salvation. But it's impossible to do. Every man is unable to help because they're total sinners. They're totally away from God and so far removed from what they ought to be that they cannot trust Christ. They don't even want to trust Christ. If Christ had not sent his Holy Spirit to us, we would never have come to the place of knowing Jesus Christ. That is the whole point of it. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 continues. The Bible says, "Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins." I'm so glad that Jesus Christ didn't need any help to save anybody. Jesus Christ did it all himself. Jesus Christ was sufficient. He doesn't need us. My salvation is assured to me because of Jesus Christ and what he has done. I'm not trusting in anything that I have ever done to be saved. I'm not trusting in that, but my trust is totally and completely in Jesus Christ. You know, personally, I have been pastoring now for 40 years. But that doesn't mean anything because God doesn't even know what time is. Because God is so endless. He originated time just for us, not for himself. He originated time that we might have a measure for our lives. But God is timeless. I'm so thankful that he is the way that he is. He is the one that has redeemed us by himself. All by himself. Jesus Christ has died on the cross of Calvary that people could be saved. Jesus Christ doesn't need our help. Today, if you're lost, if you totally trust Jesus Christ, he and he alone can wash away all your sins. The Bible says, when he had by himself purged our sins. And when Jesus Christ got this all done, then the Bible says that he sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Jesus Christ, when he was finished with salvation, he sat down. You know why? Because he had no other work to do. It's all done. When Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary, he said, "It is finished." Did Jesus Christ lie? Why, no. Jesus Christ meant what he said. When Jesus said, "It is finished," that means there was no more work to be done. It's altogether over. All we need to do is to trust Jesus Christ and believe he is able to save. What a grand and glorious thought it is that Jesus Christ sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. I know some folks read about Stephen. In the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 56, the Bible said that Stephen saw Jesus standing on the right hand of God shortly before Stephen was killed by unbelievers. But Acts 7, verse 56, does not contradict Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 3, because the subject of the two verses are entirely different. The subject of Acts 7:56 is the death of Stephen, and it shows that Christ was very aware of his impending death. But the subject of Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 shows the finished work of redemption. And that's what Stephen was preaching about, was that Jesus Christ is the all-sufficient Savior. And some people got so mad at him, they actually killed him. They actually took his life. The Bible continues in verse 4. Being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, "Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee"? And again, "I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son." And again, when he bringeth in the first begotten into the world, he said, "And let all the angels of God worship him." The thing that we need to remember is that there's nobody like Jesus Christ. There's nobody that we can worship like Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Jesus Christ is the only begotten of the Father. He is full of grace and truth. And Jesus Christ is the perfect one. He never sinned. Therefore, we as sinners can go to one who is absolutely perfect, and he can save us. I'm so glad that Jesus Christ is the answer to our dilemma about eternal life. Because where are we going to spend it without Jesus Christ? We're going to go to hell. But with Jesus Christ, we can be saved and be saved eternally. The Bible states in the book of Colossians chapter 3 and verse 4, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. We are risen with Christ if we are saved. I'm glad that it is this way. In the previous chapter, in Colossians chapter 1, verse 2, Paul had warned true Christians not to follow after vile things. But in this chapter, Paul declares, if, letting us know that if we are truly believers, we should not, we will not follow the vile things mentioned in verse 3. Why? Because true believers are risen with Christ. True believers that are still on this earth may not be risen with Christ just yet. But Paul declares that true believers sure are being raised with Christ. It is not that true believers have to do anything to be saved. But because we are already saved, we are the same as already risen with Christ. This is why sin shall not have dominion over us, and why we should live above the world. True believers, you see, are dead to sin, and our life is now double hid. It is hid with Christ. That's what it says in verse 3. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. You see, we are double hid. Not only are we hid with Christ, but Christ is also hid in God the Father. It makes our salvation very, very sure. Isn't it amazing how true believers are often caught up in the things of this world, in politics and such? My, it should never, never be. Verse 4 of Colossians chapter 3 reflects our hope. This verse states, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. You know, this could be the rapture, but it really doesn't make any difference, because we're looking for Christ, not just the rapture. When Christ appears, then shall we also appear with him in glory.
We do want to thank you for joining us this morning as we explored this topic of the way of salvation. If you'd like to hear more about salvation or any other beliefs of Independence Baptist Church, I would encourage you to log into our website. The address is www.independencebaptist.org. Again, that website address is www.independencebaptist.org. The website contains books, articles, and many different audio messages. You know, these audio messages can either be downloaded or streamed to your system, so they can be listened to on your computer at home, or you can listen to them on any mobile devices that you might have. You know, and on that, you'll find some of our prior radio broadcasts available. You'll also find many of the audio messages from our special revival services and many other services there at Independence Baptist Church. And it covers a wide range of topics. And all of these are available free of charge. We're not interested in making money, but instead we want to spread the gospel, and we want to make sure that we're giving people resources to learn more about Christ. If you'd like to come and worship with us in person, you can find us at 124 South Main Street in Forestdale, Missouri. Our services this morning will be starting at 10 a.m. with Sunday school. We'll be followed by worship services at 11 a.m. And we'll also be meeting this afternoon at 4 o'clock for a prayer meeting, which will be followed with worship services at 4:30. Now, during the middle of the week, we'll also be meeting Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. for a Bible study. And you are absolutely welcome to come and join us for any of these services. You can also reach us at 636-673-2180. Or if you log into our website that I mentioned earlier, you'll be able to find several different email addresses for us. So in other words, if you want to reach us, we want to make sure that you can do that, whether you come in person or through our website or email or phone number. If you have questions, we want to know about it. We would like for you to reach out to us. Well, our time for today is up, but we do want to encourage you to tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another message about the way of salvation.